Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Somebody say there are levels. As we are all here, we are all in different levels in terms of looking like Him. Some are here, some are here, some are here, some are looking like Christ already. Push and ever say levels. And only you can answer where you really are. Some don't even feature on this picture. Amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 33. Let's read from verse 1. We'll do a lot of reading, but we are in church. Exodus 33, from verse 1. Do you feature? Amen. Are you at least here somewhere? Amen. Thank you, thank you. I wish I can get this treatment in church. Wow. I didn't say it, it's Tulane who said it. I in Exodus 33. Where's Shiluba? She's tired. She's been working the whole day. All right, I'm reading. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt. When you read that, you already see that God is not happy. He's angry. It says, Moses, go, you and your people. It's not my people, you and your people, which you brought out of Egypt. That's also what I like about God. He's a person. What does that mean? It means He's got emotions. He can be hurt. He can be happy. He can be disappointed. He can be sad. He can have joy. He's a personality just like you and I are a personality. Do you understand? And as you get closer and closer to Him, you get to know God the Father as a personality. You get to know Jesus as a personality. You get to know the Holy Spirit as a personality. Are you listening to me? Amen. So, may you get closer and closer to God. Amen. Verse 2. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. So God is complaining about these people whose hearts are like a rock. Year after year after year, you are not changing. Your heart is stubborn, stiff-necked. Stiff-necked means your neck is stiff. You can't. God says, if I keep walking with you guys, I will destroy you because of your stubbornness. He says to Moses, I'll send an angel to go with you. Hey! Stubbornness comes before destruction. Everybody who showed stubbornness in scripture, their end was not well. One major stubborn person was Pharaoh. Stubborn. God will show and demonstrate his power, but stubborn. And one day, he was chasing the children of Israel, and God opened the ocean like that, and the children of Israel were walking in. Instead of seeing that, hey, God is helping these people, Pharaoh said, hey, we are getting them. We're going to kill them. And he chased them into the ocean. When the children of Israel went out, God closed the walls of water and devoured them. That was the last time Pharaoh and his whole army was seen. Stubborn guy. Push your neighbor and say, let your heart stop being stubborn, please. I beg you. Verse 4. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. And no man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do with thee. And God is saying, the way it is, I'm going to destroy you, but just go on a fast so that I can think what I do. Maybe I'll change my mind. Verse 6. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp. Somebody say the tabernacle. And pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. Verse 8. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk a little bit about this tabernacle. This tabernacle had a certain design. Tabernacle means tent. Do you get it? So, God gave Moses instructions. So, he said, there must be a tent, and this tent must be divided into two. And then outside the tent, there was a yard that was fenced around. Do you get it? Amen. So when the Bible says Moses went to the tabernacle and a cloudy pillar came, in other words, Moses entered the yard. He entered the tent. He entered the first division of the tent and then went to the second division. So there's the yard. Then you go into the tent. In the tent, the divisions are called the holy place. And the second division is called the most holy place. Or some people say the holy of holies. Now, you don't meet God outside the tabernacle. It just doesn't happen. That's why the Bible says that they went to the tent every time they were seeking God. So if you wanted to meet God, you had to go to that tabernacle of the congregation. So first and foremost, you must go there. Number two, you don't meet God in the yard. It's not in the yard. If you go into the tent, into the holy place, you don't meet him there. You only meet him in the most holy place, or in the holy of holies. Are you still here?
Amen.
That is the only time you meet God. So every morning, Moses would go into the tent and go into the holy of holies. And the Bible says he will talk with God face to face as a man speaking to his friend. Let's rise to our feet. We are almost finished. The way your eyes are busy trying to shut. Food is dangerous. Next time we must fast. Hallelujah. So Moses would go to the holy place. Now, what fascinates me about this scripture is that there are those who will be sitting at their tents and they'll just be watching. They'll see Moses going in the yard, going in the tent. They'll see God coming down to commune with Moses. But they just watched from afar off. Moses experienced it live. Someone say live.
Live.
So, I put into you that there are levels. There are those, they are born again, but they worship God from their tents, not in the Holy of Holies. So those, I mean, they don't even feature. They are somewhere here. They just watch other Christians going closer and closer to God, growing and going deeper. But them, they only just watch. It's the weakest level. Yeah, you are born again. Yes, thank you. Oh, Jesus is good. But since you were born again, you sat down and you have become a spectator and a commentator. Because spectators, they are here. Spectators. Those who are not involved, they are too much. That's why they were busy crying for onions and things. The last thing in Moses' mind was onions. That's the lowest level. We are born again, but you have not decided to go further. So if that is Jesus, you don't even feature there. Even this child, you see, is trying to move forward. You don't feature. We don't have enough space to put you sitting down. Then there are those who enter the yard but don't go further. So there are those who are born again and start coming to church, our Sunday Christians. They are born again, they come to church, then they go home. It's a level. But at least it's now featuring, because at least you are coming to church, at least. But it has ended there. It's a level. Let me know when I get to your... Then there are those, you are born again, you come to church, and you start reading your Bible and praying. You have now entered into the tent. You are in the holy place. But you have not met God yet. There are those who watch people have encounters with God. There are those who are starting to take steps. There are those who have entered the tent, And they read every now and then. They pray every now and then. They are better than the ones sitting outside. But you have not yet met God. Then there are those who enter the yard, enter the tent into the holy place, and they enter into the most holy place. They are those whose hearts are transformed and changed to be like Jesus. That's the highest level. In other words, you don't just read your Bible, but you cry out to God, "Speak to me. I want to see you in the pages of the scriptures. Talk to me, Lord." They've got a cry. They don't stop until God manifests himself. They don't stop until they hear his voice. They don't stop until they get a revelation that transforms their heart. Those are the ones who enter the Holy of Holies. And it's very few that go there. Many people are satisfied by being spectators. They are happy. They watch other Christians. Many people are satisfied. They're okay. I went to church today. I'll see them again. They just come to bench warm every now and then. Then there are those who go a bit deeper and say, "Hey, maybe let me read this book." And then they try. They flip the pages. They pray, but even their prayers are still shallow. "Oh God, I need the sugar. I need salt, Lord, so that we can cook." Then there are those who go into the Holy of Holies, where they encounter Jesus, where they meet God. They have a meeting with God. Every time they come out of that tent, they are different. They are changed. They are transformed. Moving from glory to glory into the image of his dear son. Amen. Moses is a guy who did not live in the dispensation we lived in. He lived under the law. We live in the new covenant under grace. But the glory that Moses experienced, because he's a guy who was never satisfied with being outside, he wanted God, and he wanted him to the point where the Bible says they spoke face to face. You must hear Moses' prayers. When you get home, continue reading this chapter. You will hear he starts talking to God. And he said, "God, please, we need your presence. We don't want to go anywhere without your presence." This is a guy who goes to the Holy of Holies and encounters him. He's still praying and crying that, "I want your presence. I want more of you. The only thing that makes me different from everybody else in the world is you. It's your presence. It's your glory." I don't know what level you are in, but all I want to do is spark a seed in your life, a fire that will cause you to be in the journey, that you'll ultimately enter your destiny where you and your creator become one. That is the destiny of every child of God. God is not impressed by cars. God is not impressed by houses. He's impressed when he sees that you are becoming like Jesus. There's a gentleman by the name of Stephen. One day there was an issue and they needed someone who was going to serve tables. But this man was full of God. The Bible says he was full of the Holy Ghost. And you know when the Holy Ghost comes, do you know what his job? He's transforming you to be like Jesus. When he started working, people were being saved, people were being delivered, people were being set free as he was serving tables. "Okay, here's your dish, here's your food." But people's lives were being transformed because he's full of the Holy Spirit. And some people came and complained about him. Then he started quoting scriptures from Abraham, quoted all the way to Jesus. And he said, you people are the ones who killed Jesus. Hey, the people became angry. They took him and they tied him around a tree. They took stones. Someone say stones. It's in stones. I mean, one that you have to carry like this. Yeah. And they started throwing them on Stephen. And we hit with the aim and the intention to kill him. And as the stones were hitting him, he prayed a prayer. I wonder what prayer you would pray in that situation. Do you know what Stephen said? He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. When I read that, I said, I've heard this prayer before. When Jesus was on the cross, he prayed the same prayer. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're... Can you see this man had become like Jesus? It's only those who enter the Holy of Holies that get to be transformed to becoming like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, we have to cut it short. But I hope and pray that the Lord has spoken to you in this short time. Next day, we are going to try to have a camp where we will spend a couple of nights. I believe that I'm loaded enough to teach day after day, just like this. When you teach, you take a little break, you come back, I keep downloading. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to talk to the Lord. This is the last prayer we are praying. We are closing.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.